In this horse, we are performing the close technique for annular ligament desmotomy, using Mayo scissors to transect the ligament. A 2 cm incision is made through the skin just proximal to the palmar annular ligament. If not palpable, the proximal and distal extent of the annular ligament can be estimated by palpating the apex and base of the sesamoid bone. The subcutaneous tissue is then separated and the proximal extent of the sheath is entered. If the pathology is not extensive, the sheath can be entered through a very small incision or nick with Metzenbaum scissors. In this case, the pathology is not extensive, and we have the skin incision proximal to the annular ligament. In cases with more extensive pathology, the subcutaneous tissue and sheath incisions are as large as the skin incision. In these cases, it also helps to have the distal extent of the skin incision overlap with the proximal border of the annular ligament. Once the sheath is entered, the distal extent of the annular ligament is defined by passing an instrument under the annular ligament and palpating the distal end of the instrument and the ligament. A small subcutaneous plane is created for one blade of the scissors. One blade of the scissors is deep to the annular ligament, and the other blade is superficial to the ligament in the subcutaneous plane created. The ligament is then transected by sequentially closing the scissors. Depending on the thickness of the ligament, transection can be difficult. Orienting the blades of the scissors 90 degrees to the ligament and cutting a small amount of the proximal border before sliding the scissors distally will help. When the ligament is completely transected, the scissors is palpable directly underneath the skin. Closure depends on the extent of the incision that was required to perform the procedure. It typically consists of subcutaneous tissue and skin. If the incision in the sheath is large, the sheath should be closed as well.